Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Strappolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Google announced that it will now start displaying information on 2,000 COVID-19 testing centers across 43 states in the U.S. in Google Search. Google also added a new testing tab to its COVID-19 SOS alert with links to the CDC's symptom checker and links to testing information from local health authorities. Information about specific testing centers is not shown for users in Connecticut, Maine, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Oregon, or Pennsylvania, as Google only displays testing centers approved for publishing by health authorities. Instagram founders Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger launched RT.live, a U.S.-based COVID-19 infection tracking website. The site uses data from the COVID Tracking Project to calculate the effective reproductive rate of COVID-19, or RT, which is an estimation of how many secondary infections are likely to develop because of a single infection in a specific area. The site shows state-by-state RT calculations and can be filtered by region, preventative measure taken, or population. Google is opening up its shopping results to include unpaid organic listings and announced that it will consist primarily of free product listings starting next week to better compete against Amazon in product search. Due to the global pandemic, e-commerce strategies have grown in importance, and Google's president of commerce, Bill Reddy, said in a blog post it led to advancing our plans to make Google Shopping free for merchants. Google product search, which used to be free and was called Frugal, shifted to a purely paid product search in 2012. Streaming service HBO Max is set to launch on May 27th, including 10,000 hours of library programming from across Warner Media's catalog and new original series for $15 a month. Scripted comedy Love Life with Anna Kendrick, Sesame Workshop's late-night entry The Not Too Late Show with Elmo, and former TBS comedy Search Party will join all current and former HBO shows and current and classic Warner Brothers movies on the service. Uber announced Uber Direct to offer deliveries from local retailers. In New York, it will start with a partnership with the pharmacy Cabinet. In Australia, the pet food company Pet Barn. In Portugal, the postal service and delivering medication in South Africa. Uber also announced Uber Connect, a peer-to-peer courier service so users can send something to someone else quickly. Uber Connect will be available in more than 25 cities in the U.S., Mexico, and Australia at launch. Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi says the new services are quickly adopting our technology to meet the evolving needs of communities and companies. Facebook Messenger Kids launched in more than 70 countries, including Brazil, India, Japan, and New Zealand. The app was previously available in Peru, Canada, and the U.S. Parents can also now set an option to let kids manage their own friend requests, with parents still receiving notifications and having the ability to override. That feature is coming to the U.S. first. Parents can also soon approve an adult, like a coach or a teacher, to manage a group their child is in. Facebook announced that it bought a 9.99% stake in India's Reliance Jio's platform for $5.7 billion. Jio is a subsidiary of Reliance Industries, India's most valued firm and largest telco. Facebook says it plans to collaborate with Jio on things like the JioMart e-commerce business, the most popular smartphone app in India. Facebook's WhatsApp and JioMart plan to work together. Reliance Jio also makes smartphones, broadband, a music streaming service called JioSaavn, on-demand live TV service JioTV, and payment service JioPay. Both Reliance Jio and Facebook are battling ByteDance's TikTok for younger users. Google announced it will soon require all advertisers to verify their identity in an effort to prevent misrepresentation and allow users to see who is running ads. The change will impact the U.S. first, with a staged rollout planned. Google expects that it will take several years to implement the change globally. Advertisers will have 30 days to verify identities once notified of the requirement by Google, with accounts suspended from running ads if not verified within that window. Consumers will start seeing identity information in the Why This Ad button in search starting this summer. Google began requiring political advertisers to verify identities back in 2018 in order to run election ads. Security researchers at ZecOps published details about a previously unreported exploit for the iOS Mail app that would allow for remote code execution by opening a maliciously crafted email. ZecOps says the exploit underlies two additional zero-day exploits, dates back to iOS 6, and that the company believes at least six high-profile targets have been victims of it in the wild, although ZecOps has yet to publish a public proof of concept. ZecOps alerted Apple to the exploit last month, and the latest iOS beta patches the exploit. In response, Apple said that it has seen no evidence that any users have been impacted by the exploit and that it was not an immediate threat to users. The Wall Street Journal reports that more than 20 former Amazon employees said they accessed data from third-party sellers in order to structure Amazon's own private labels. The data reportedly allows Amazon to single out which products have the best earning potential, how to price its own private label products, and what product features Amazon should copy. Amazon is in an ongoing antitrust probe with the Department of Justice, as well as the Federal Trade Commission and the European Union's Competition Commission. In a July 2019 congressional hearing, an Amazon executive said the company did not use seller data to help favor its own products. In response to the Wall Street Journal story, Amazon tells Business Insider it's launched an internal investigation. And finally, Instacart announced it plans to hire 250,000 additional shoppers to meet consumer demand as part of an effort to return to one-hour and same-day delivery service. In March, Instacart brought on 300,000 new shoppers. The company also extended COVID-19 sick pay for shoppers, bonuses for part-time and full-time shoppers, and check-in options within the Instacart app for shoppers who need health and safety kits. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.